Okay, good evening. Tonight's Amud is Vav Amud Beis 6b. A nice big Amud, but we have plenty of time because we don't have yesterday's Amud left over, so we'll be done in a flash. I should really mention the sponsors. Do we have it? Hey, well, we'll keep in mind the sponsors. Those who sponsored, we thank you very much for sponsoring all the shiurim of the month. It should be a schus for a four shlema, for all those who need a four shlema. It should be a schus for a aliyas neshama, for all the neshamas who need an aliyah. And it should be a schus for, you know, all of the IDF soldiers, and of course, for all Achinu B'nai Yisrael, and Asunim Etzara V'Shivya. Kadosh Baruch Hu should send a Yeshua Keharifying. We should all be zeichet to the Gula Shlema V'Kari. Tonight's Amud is Daf Vav Amud Beis Maseches Brachos. We are starting at the top of the Amud, the top line, the fourth word. Amar Ravin Bar of Ada, Amar of Yitzchak, Kol HaRagel Lavo LeBeis HaKnesses. Anybody who is accustomed to coming to the Beis HaKnesses, V'lo Bayom Echad, and one day he doesn't show up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo, Hashem asks, where is he? He wants to know where this person is. It's an interesting thing. A person comes every single day, and then he misses one day. Hashem's like, hey, where are you? It sounds like someone who doesn't come ever. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bother asking. But you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets accustomed to who comes to shul. If you come every single day and you don't show up, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to know where the person is. Shnemar, for it says in the Pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu mashal bo shnemar, for it says in the Pasuk, mi bochem yirei Hashem shomea v'kol avdo, asher holach hasheichem. The Eino Galu. The Pasuk says, where are you? In other words, the yirei Hashem, Shomea b'kol avdo asher halach hasheichem ve'en ogalo. So the Gemara says, im lidvar mitzvah halach, if the person didn't show up to shul that day because he went to accomplish a mitzvah, nogalo, it will be bright for him. Im lidvar rishos halach, if the person went for just a matter of personal matter, which is not a mitzvah, and then the pasuk is ein nogalo, then it will not be bright for them. And the Gemara says the end of that pasuk ends off with the words Yivtach b'Shem Hashem. So my time, why does it have those words? The Gemara says Mishum dehavle l'vtoach b'Shem lo batach. So it seems like what's happening over here is sometimes people make calculations that, you know what, I just can't make it to davening because if I go to davening, I'm going to lose out. If I go to shul, I'll lose out on opportunities. What the Gemara is telling us is the person recognizes that a person's source of parnasa and everything good in their life comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and such a calculation doesn't make any sense. How do you make such a calculation that I'm gonna try to, you know, advance my personal matters and I'll get back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu another time? Doesn't make sense. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is a source of all blessing. If you believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a source of all blessing, then you'll show up to shul and Imritz Hashem, Hashem will take care of you. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "V'shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu ba beis haKnesses." When a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the shul, "V'lo matzah ba'asara." So there was this man that was posted on the bulletin for what time? Shachar says, "Mincha Ma'ariv." Kadosh Baruch Hu shows up. He wants people to come daven. He comes in. He sees nobody's there. Miyad hu koes. Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. Shenemar, for it says in the pasuk, "Madua basi." Why did I come? Ve'einish. Nobody's here. Karasi, I called out. Ve'einona. There's no answer. So the pasuk it's pasuk in Yeshaya. We actually read this in the Haftorah, Parshas Ekev. It's one of the Shivat Nechemta. That one of the Navi is telling us, Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes comes and he sees that nobody is there. So that's the Gemara says, if there's a zman posted and there is no minyan, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. This is the reason why in many shuls they're extremely makbit to start davening exactly on time. This is not the Chassidus Sheminig. Chassidus Sheminig is they bedavka start very late, but the Yekesh Sheminig is the people start exactly on time. Why? Because of this Gemara. The Gemara says this is man posted. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows up. He wants to hear people davening, and people aren't showing up. So therefore, the makbit to start exactly on time. Amar of Chelbo. The Gemara continues. Amar of Chelbo. Amar of Huna. Kol Kovei Amakam Lutfila. So a person who establishes a permanent place for his davening. Elokei Avraham be Ezro. The Lord of Avram, of course, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the specifically the Zchus of Avram stands there at his side to help him. Ukishemes, and when this person dies, the person who established a permanent place for his davening, Omrin Lo, they say about him, Ey Anav, where is this humble person? Ey Chassid, where is this righteous person? Mitalmidov Shal Avram Avinu, who's one of the students, the disciples of Avram Avinu. So we see that there's an advantage of a person having a permanent place for their davening. There's a lot to be said about this. It's actually brought down in halacha that a person must have a permanent place for their davening. And the permanence of the place can span from a permanent shul that they daven in, or it's even a permanent location within that shul where they daven. But again, there's an idea of a person having a permanent place where they daven. The poskim do talk about what happens if a person has varying permanent places. In other words, depending on different circumstances, that they'll have a few shuls that they go to. It seems like there is no disadvantage to a person going to different shuls if there are reasons for it. For example, if a person works on the other side of town and there's a shul there, the person's not obligated to come back to the shul, to one specific shul. But again, there is an advantage in having a permanent place, some type of system where a person finds himself comfortable to daven, and it also helps a person be comfortable and be able to concentrate on the davening better if they have a permanent place, not only a permanent place, not only a permanent shul, but a permanent place within that shul. The Gemara says, "For Avraham Avinu minalan dekava makom." Why are we attributing this idea of having a permanent place to daven to Avraham Avinu? We know that Avraham Avinu was the first Jew. We're learning about him now in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayera. All these parshas talk about Avraham Avinu. But what does that have to do with having a permanent place to daven? The Gemara says, the Chziv, for it says in the Pasuk, Vayashkim Avraham Baboker, Avraham woke up in the morning, Elamakom Asher Omad Sham, to the place where he was standing. The Gemara says, the Ein Amidah, Ein Ela Tefillah. What is Amidah? Everyone knows. The Amidah is Shmon Esrei, it's Tefillah. Shenemar, Vayamod Pinchas Vayafalel, Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pinchas stood up and he was mispalel. He davened and the Magefa ended. So you see, the Amida standing up refers to davening. And since it says Avraham Avinu, he got up, Elamakom Asher Amad Sham, to the place, Elamakom, to that specific place, we see that his Amida was reserved to a particular place. We're at the two dots, about six lines before it starts to get wide. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Chelba said, Amr Avuna, Hayotz mi beis haknesses, is a person who leaves the shul, al yafsia psia gasa. He should not take very large steps. Why? The Rishonim explained, because if a person runs out of shul, it looks like he never wanted to be there in the first place. So he comes in, he does his thing, and he barges right out. It's not a very good look. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, lo amaran, el lemepak. That's only when the person's leaving, av lemeyal. To come to shul, mitzvah lemirat. It's actually quite a mitzvah for a person to hurry. So it's advantageous for a person to actually run to shul. Leaving shul is not appropriate to take large steps. But to come to shul, it is quite appropriate. Now, for it says in the Pasuk, near the Faladas Hashem, a person will be rodi, if he's going to chase, he's going to pursue Lodas Hashem, to know Hashem, to come to shul. Therefore, it is appropriate for a person to run to shul. Amr Bezera, Bezera said, Mireish, initially, I would see these sages who were running to shul on Shabbos. Amina, I would say to myself, these rabbanon be machal Shabbos. They're running on Shabbos. It says, Rashi actually brings down that the pasuk says, Imtashiv, where is the Rashi? The pasuk says, Imtashiv mishavas raglecha. Person's supposed to let their feet rest on Shabbos. Person runs on Shabbos, it's not appropriate for Shabbos. So he would say, he sees these rabbanim running down the street to go to shul, the being mechal Shabbos. And then, kivin de shemana lahadr of Tanchum. Now that I heard what Tanchum said, that yes, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, la'olam yaratz adlam dvar halacha, a person should actually run to go to shul, either to hear a shir or to daven, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, shnemer achri Hashem, yelchu k'ari yishag, ani nami rehitna. Person should chase after the words of Hashem like a lion is roaring. He should, in other words, run with such zeal, like a lion is roaring behind him. So therefore you say, you know what, I actually changed my mind. It's true, I shouldn't be running on Shabbos to play a game of football. But for me to run to shul, to go to the shir, yes, that is an appropriate thing for a person to be doing. And he changed his mind, he even started running. Amr Abzera says, Igra de Pirka, the schar, the reward for Pirka. Pirka means coming to a shir, is Riata, is running to the shir. Rashi explains, what does this mean? This means that it's not a new thing. Historically, there were many people who would come to shiurim, and they didn't necessarily understand everything that was going on in the shir. It was hard for them to understand. The shiurim sometimes were above their level. A lot of the shiurim also were given in ways that the Sfarim, again, the Sfarim back in the times of Chazal, weren't easy to learn. You had to have advanced learning training to be able to understand the shir. And even people who maybe understood it for the moment, they forgot it a short time later. So sometimes people felt like, you know, what's the point in this? Gemara says the schar is even just simply for showing up. Person runs to shul, makes the time to come there to hear the shir, the person gets schar for running to shul. Omar Abaya, Abaya continues and says, Igru de Kala, the schar of coming to Kala. So Kala refers to, we use this term all the time, of Yarchi Kala, but it refers to a shir that was given before Yom Tif, which was really to train people to know what to do over the Yom Tif. Again, we didn't have all these how-to YouTube videos back in the time of the Gemara, where a person could just Google whatever they need to know. You have to come to shul to hear, what am I supposed to do over this Yom Tif? So it was a very popular time for people to come to shul, and guess what? It was quite crowded there. So the Gemara says, even though many people didn't necessarily retain everything that happened there, the Gemara says, Igro de Kala Nduchka. The majority of the schar that people get for coming to those shiurim is tolerating the vast amount of people who were there and the fact that it was quite crowded. Amar Rava, Rava said, Igro de Shmaitza Svara, the schar of people learning, getting involved in the halachic discussion together, is Svara. You know, Shnaim Shiyoshvin, B'nei Divrei Torah is a problem, but Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush, when people come and sit and learn together, there's always some type of svara, some type of thought process that brews, that some new Torah comes out. So therefore, the svara, the interaction, the logical interaction that takes place when people are learning is the source of the schar. Amar Rapapa says, Igra de Beitamya, the schar of a house of Avelos, which refers to a Shiva house, is shtikusa, is being quiet. This is such an important lesson that we learn, that sometimes people think, there's actually two understandings within the Rishonim. The first one is, the schar of the one who is sitting Shiva is being quiet, because again, people are sitting Shiva generally not in the best of moods, and they have a lot of things that they're very upset about. So sometimes being quiet in those moments, like Vayidum Aaron, Aaron suffered a terrible tragedy, he lost two of his children, at that point in time he was quiet. Instead of questioning the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was quiet. So that is the source of schar. But the more popular understanding of this Gemara is that when a person goes to be Menachem Avol, a person goes to be Menachem somebody who is sitting Shiva, sometimes people think, I have to be the smart one. I'm going to walk in with like this brilliant chap of something really nice I'm going to say to the person to make them feel good. And the secret is, most times when people share those things, it doesn't make anybody feel good. It actually, in many cases, makes the person feel quite bad. Therefore, a person's better off just showing up and being quiet. Show up, be quiet. The halacha is the person should not start a conversation with an oval. The oval is supposed to start the conversation himself. A person sits there quietly and just is there, imo and elcha batzara. That is the schar for showing up to a base oval. Amar Marzutra, Marzutra says, Igra ditanisa tzidkasa. The schar, the ultimate reward of a fast, is the tzedakah that comes from it. Amar Sheshes, Igra de hespeda, the schar of giving a hesped of a eulogy, is the levai, is getting people to be emotional. When a person gives a eulogy, a person has to recognize that their sole purpose of giving the eulogy, of course, is to be able to say nice things about the neshama that's in front of them, but also the advantage is to get other people to understand the pain of what's going on there. Amr of Ashi, Igra de Behiluli, Mili, the schar of showing up to a celebration, to a wedding, is Mili, is sharing nice words. So it's interesting. When a person goes to a very sad place, to a base oval, keep quiet. Don't share all your brilliant ideas. Just be there for the person. But when it comes to going to a simcha, to a chasana, at that point in time, don't be short on your words. You should always share a nice thing. It's interesting. We have something that we do when someone gets engaged. It's called an engagement party. But what do we call it in Yiddish? A vart. Why is it called a vart? So many people say it's called a vart because you expect the chasan to share a nice vart. But the truth is, it's called a vart because when you show up to that vart, it's up to you to have something nice. A nice vart means a nice word. Say something nice to the chasan and kala. Give them a bracha. And it's meforish in the Gemara. What's the schar of a person going to behilule, to a chasana, is going over to the chasan and the kala and giving them a nice word. We're going to see more about this later on in the Gemara. Amr Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Call mispala achari beis haknesses." The person who davens in behind the beis haknesses. So it's not clear exactly what this means. And we have to really understand the way the Batei Knesios looked back in the times of the Gemara. But the idea over here is a person davens in a way which is different than everybody else. In other words, everyone in the shul is facing one way. This person decides that they're going to face the other way. It doesn't mean the rabbi sits in front of the room and faces the crowd. It usually refers to a person behind the Beis HaKnesses, and he turns the other direction. So everyone's davening one way. He gives a staunch message of, I'm not part of this. I'm facing the other direction. The Gemara says the person who does that, Nikra Rasha, is called a Rasha. Shnemer, for it says, Saviv Rishayim Yalechon. The Rishayim are going to turn around. Amar Abaya Lo Amaran Elo Delo Mahadar Ape LeBeit Knishta. That's only when he's not facing the Beis HaKnesses. Avo Mahadar Ape LeBeit Knishta. The person is facing the Beis HaKnesses. Less Lan Ba. There is no problem. The Gemara tells us a story, an interesting story. Ahu Gavra. There was this guy. The Kamatzli Achari Beis Knishta Lo Mahadar Ape LeBeit Knishta. He was davening in the behind the Beis HaKnesses. He was not facing the Beis HaKnesses. Chalaf Elionavi passed by and Chazia. He saw what was going on here. Id Malay, he made himself appear Kitaya like an Arab. And Amar Lay Kadubar Kaimis Kame Marech. This is, you make yourself stand in front of your master like there's two different rooms. Kadubar means like there's two different, there's a separation going on here. He says, this is how you stand. The Gemara says, Shalaf Safsara Bekatle. He ultimately killed him. Now, why did he kill him? No one could. The Marsha tries to figure out why he killed him. The Rif asks why he killed him. It's not exactly clear why he killed him and what exactly the idea of dressing up like an Arab is, but they give different pshatim of what it meant. Some say that he didn't actually make himself look like an Arab, but what happened was, this Arab happened to have just appeared over there and he happened to have killed him. Again, it's considered a Rasha when a person makes this really clear statement that I'm not involved. Everyone's here davening, everyone's involved in turning their hearts and minds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me, no, I'm the other way. Such an act like that is evil, and why exactly he was Chayav Misa is not 100% clear. Okay, Amalei, Hu mi Rabbanan Rabibi Barabaya. One of the Rabbanim said to Rabibi Barabaya, V'amila Rabibi Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Some say it was Rabibi who said this to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. My Kerum Zalos Livnei Adam. This is the end of the previous Pasuk. The previous Pasuk said, how did it start? It said, Saviv Rishayim Yalechon. End of the Pasuk ends off, Kerum Zalos Livnei Adam. So the simple translation is, like the height of zalus, maybe zalus is like to disregard something, livnei adam, to people. So what does that mean? Amar lei, elu dvar she'omdim bruma shalom. This refers to things which stand in a very elevated place. In other words, ideas which are very important, they're very elevated. Ubnei adam zalzlin behen, but people ultimately make a mockery of it. And generally speaking, when the Gemara talks about this, it refers to tefillah. Tefillah is something which is omdim bruma shel olam. We have an opportunity to be able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and people just make little of it. Yeah, I will show up, I won't show up, maybe I'll show up for a couple of minutes. That's what it refers to. Nachman, Reb Elazar, Dami Tarvayu, Nachman and Elazar, both of them say, Kivish and it's starach adam lebrios, when a person needs other people for their sustenance, for their survival, panav mishtanos kikrum. So my understanding of this is that the way they're understanding this pasuk is, zalos means like a zulas from somebody else. In other words, there's a certain disregard. A person feels a zilzal in themselves when they have to rely on other people, and their face changes like a krum. Shenemar kirum zalus of ne'adam. Gemara says, what is this krum? My krum. Ki asav dimi. Rav Dimi said, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, of echad yesh bekarche ayam. There is a type of bird next to the sea. Ukrum shemo. Its name is krum. The kivin shechama zorachas, when the sun shines at this bird, mishapich lekama gevanim. This bird changes colors into many different colors. That's the idea. When a person has to get tzedakah from other people in order to survive, it's very embarrassing. It's really humiliating for a person to realize that they're not able to survive by themselves, so their face changes to different colors. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Dami Tavayu. Rav Ami and Rav Asi both said, Ki ilu nidun b'shnei dinim. It's like a person who is ultimately judged with two dinim. Eishu mayim, there's both fire and water. Shnemar, herkavta enosh l'roshenu banu b'eishu b'mayim. Rav Chelbo, the Gemara continues. Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna said, "La'olam he adam zar betfilas mincha." A person should always be very careful with the tefillah of mincha. We understand this. We can understand why this is very important, because mincha is the hardest tefillah, especially in the winter. Mincha is the time for mincha comes and goes so fast. Person's at work, by the time they get home, like, oh my gosh, it's time for my Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says, because mincha is a tefillah which is very hard for people to be mispalel, a person should be very careful with tefillahs mincha. Why? Sharei Eliyahu lo ne'ena ela b'tefillahs mincha. Eliyahu Hanavi, when he was mispalel, his tefillah was only answered at mincha time. What was he being mispalel? The Gemara tells us, Shnemar, for it says in the pasuk, "Vayhi balos mincha." It was at the time of the mincha. Vayigash Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi approached the Yomer and he said, "Aneni Hashem, aneni Hashem, please answer me. What is this talking about? This is talking about his massive presentation that he did in the Har Carmel." Klal Yisrael at that point in time was very confused, was extremely confused. Many people were serving the Avodah Zarah called the Baal. At the same time, actually, the Gemara says, people who are serving the Avodah Zarah of Baal were also very frum. They were serving Hashem also. In other words, they were just mixed up. They'd go to Mincha and Shul. Afterwards, they'd go to the Baal. Finally, Eliyahu Navi said to them, "Ad masay atem poschim ashtei ha-se'ifim." How could you guys be beating two drums at the same time? How can you go ahead, serve the Baal, and serve Hashem? He said, "You choose one. If you want, go to Hashem. If you don't want Hashem, go to the Baal." And there's something really very, very bad about a person being so inconsistent and so confused. So Eliyahu HaNavi was trying to prove to people, because they were legitimately confused, what was right. He wanted to prove to them that the Baal was nonsense and he wasn't able to help them. So he made this massive production. And he said to Hashem, "Please, answer me. Give me the opportunity to show these people the truth." And what happened? He said, "Aneni Hashem, aneni. Hashem, please answer me. Why the two anenis? Aneni shetered esh min hashemayim. Please send a fire down from Shemayim to ultimately consume my carbon. But aneni also answer me shlo yomru ma'isek kishafim heim. I don't want the people who are watching this to say, the guy's pulling off some type of witchcraft over here." When was he answered? He was answered at mincha time. So we see how important mincha is. Mincha is a short tefillah, but it has a tremendous amount of power to it. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's true that mincha is very powerful, but af betfilas arvis. Ma'ariv is also nothing to sneeze at. It's quite a significant accomplishment too, to go out to ma'ariv. Shnemar, for it says in the pasuk, tikon tefilasi ketores lefanecha masas kapi minchas arev. So you see, the minchas arev, the mincha, the tefillah of arev, of evening, which is ma'ariv, which is the tikkun tefilas lefanecha. The Gemara goes on, "Nachbar Yitzchak Amar af tefilas shachris." Don't start thinking that shachris is not so good either. We also understand shachris is also quite a big sacrifice. I shouldn't say sacrifice. It's a big schus, but sometimes it's very difficult for a person to do. Shnemar, for it says in the pasuk, "Hashem boker tishma koli boker erech lecha vatzapa." In the morning, person says to Hashem to ultimately listen to their tefillos, to be mekavel, to accept their pleas, their supplications, and we see that there's an advantage to doing that in the morning. The Gemara continues. Rav Chelbo says, "Rav Huna, kol anena misudas chasan ve'enim esamcha." A person who shows up to a wedding and doesn't bother giving any simcha to the chasan over b'chamisha kolos, he violates five different kolos. So we'll explain what that is. The Gemara says, "Shenemar, for it says, kol sasan, v'kol simcha, kol chasan, v'kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzivakos, v'im es samcha." So a person loses out on the opportunity of kol, to have their voice, have their tefillah answered, if they are not going to be able to be mismech l'chasan v'kala. V'im es samcha, what happens if the person is mismech l'chasan v'kala? Maschara, what's his reward? Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi says, zoch l'torah. Person ultimately merits to be able to understand the Torah. Shenitna chamisha kolos. The Torah was given with five kolos. For it says in the Shenamer, for it says, "Vahibil mashisha v'yos haboker v'yikolos ubrakim v'anim kavid alahar v'kol shofar v'yikol shofar v'alakim v'anim v'kol." Gemara really only lists four, but there's another one within the pasuk. And the Gemara says, "Hold on, there's a sixth one." Eini v'aksiv kol am roinus hakolos. Everyone saw the kolos, so there should be a sixth one. Gemara says, "Osan kolos tekodim." When the pasuk was saying that everyone saw the kolos, it just was repeating that those people who were there not only heard the kolos, which is the natural way that you hear a sound, but they were actually able to see the sound being transmitted through the kolos. But it was referring to the same ones as before. Osan kolos tekodim at the Torah havo. Those were the same ones. Rebavo Omar, Rebbevo says, if a person is misameach, brings joy to a chasan and kala, ki'ilu hikriv todah, it's as if he brought a carbon todah. Shnemar, for it says in the pasuk, mevi in todah beis Hashem. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, ki'ilu bona achas michovers Yerushalayim, and a person is misameach chasan and kala, it's as if he rebuilt one of the ruins in Yerushalayim. Shnemar, for it says in the pasuk, ki'ashav es shvus haaretz, ki'barishon amar Hashem. So it's like he's returning one of the destructions of Yerushalayim. Vamar Rav Chelba, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna, kol adam sheyesh bo yir shemayim, the person who has within him the fear, the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dvarav nishmayin, his words will be listened to. Shnei, for it says in the pasuk, sof davar hakol nishma. The bottom line is, sof davar hakol nishma, esel kim yira, his voice will be heard if he has fear of Hashem. My kizekala adam, that pasuk ends off with the words kizekala adam. If a person has the awe of the revere, the reverence for Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that is all of the person. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Olam Kulo, the entire world, Lo Nivra El Bishvil Zeh. I created the entire world so people will have reverence, will have awe for me, for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Amar, Abba Bar Kahana says, Shakul Zeh, a person who has Yir Shemayim, who has the fear, the reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is equal, zeh keneged kol ha'olam kulo, as if he is the entire world. In other words, put the entire world on one side of a scale, and put a person with yiras shemayim on the other side, this person will be equal to everybody else. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Azai says, V'amir lo Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, Omer, kol olam kulo lo nivra elo letzavos lezeh. Even bigger chiddush. The entire world is really just created to be
props in the picture for this main actor. The main actor over here is the person who has Yiras Shemayim. Everybody else is secondary to this person. Again, it's not that only one person could do it. Everybody can be that person who has Yiras Shemayim. Then a person rises to that level, the whole world being worth it just for them. Two more lines.
Anybody who knows that their friend is the type to go ahead and say hello to them, yaktim lo shalom. Get there first. Try to say hello first. Shenemar, for it says in the pasuk, bakesh shalom v'rodfeyu. You should seek out shalom and peace and pursue it, chase after it. V'imlasun lo v'lo hechzer. If a person gives shalom, he doesn't return it. Nikra gazlan. He is called a thief. Shenemar, v'atem bi'artem. Hikartem gazalta ani b'vatechem. So it's as if a person is stealing the shalom, the opportunity to give peace to each other. If you don't answer, have a wonderful evening. We will continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Daf Zayin.